the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
As we start the new year, it's a perfect time to reflect on the past, learn from our experiences, and pave the way for a brighter 2024. While the new year can be exciting, it can also bring about pressures to set resolutions and meet unobtainable goals. Unlike resolutions, New Year's intentions are about creating intentions and goals that tie directly to your core values. I'm Adair Seifert, and today, Tammy Dixon, Assistant Director of the Counseling Center at Missouri State University, offers insight into setting achievable New Year's intentions.
The new year is a great time to set intentions. They help drive us to live our values. So any goals or resolutions that one might set, intentions should be the foundation of those goals and resolutions. The new year is a blank slate because we can review kind of the past year and the ways that we have grown and changed and build upon that or change. That's an opportunity to make changes in the intentions we want to live with in the upcoming year.
She explains the difference between resolutions and intentions.
So this is in my opinion, but goals and resolutions are great, but they hold us to a set standard. So that's why I like to talk about it in the term intentions. Intentions do not have a time-sensitive or measurable goal to them. They are strictly living by our values. So where a goal might be, I'm going to exercise every day, an intention is, I'm going to live healthy in this upcoming year. So I think that could be one goal. So for some of us who are kind of perfectionistic, we can feel like we failed in our goals or our resolutions, whereas intentions are bringing our values to life and really living our values. I think setting intentions can help individuals achieve their goals by helping them remember the why they're working on the goals they're working, why that's important to them, reminding them that, hey, this is a core value of mine that I really want to focus on. I also think that living with intention helps individuals reflect. So whether that be through meditation, conversation with trusted friends or mentors, or even journaling, it gives them time to reflect and make sure that we're staying on target with our goals and our intentions.
She offers strategies and tips on how to set realistic intentions.
I do recommend taking that time to reflect on the past, both successes and challenges that you've experienced. I also suggest obviously staying with the intention piece because it means that we're human and we recognize that challenges can come up that get in the way of goals. So this allows us to be a little bit more flexible. I feel like also kind of clearing your space. I know for me, if I'm trying to reflect during a time that my house is messy, that's probably not a great time to do that. So I encourage people to spend some time clearing their area as well. And also another tip I would have is to make sure that your intentions are clear, they're memorable, and they can be repeatable. So I've been seeing a lot of individuals over the past few years have like words that they use. They may put them on post-its around their house, or they may have a bracelet that's made with that word, but really having a small phrase or word to kind of remind the individual what they're working on. Several ways to stay on track might be to maybe find an accountability buddy, a trusted friend or mentor again that you can talk with, be reminded of those values, why you're doing what you're doing. Another thing may be, and this sounds kind of odd, but to give yourself an intentional ritual. So whether that be play a specific song when you're kind of engaging in that goal or actions towards that goal, that could be playing music, that could be meditation. Some people have candles they burn as just a small ritual to remind. And like I said, the reminders of a phrase or a word can also be very helpful. I also think it's important to set short-term intentions that can help with when plans go awry, but also having a long-term intention that can be your anchor and also a motivator when times get challenging as well, but always pushing for growth in both short-term and long-term intentions. I think it's important to keep our intentions doable so they're not set too far or too hard that we shut down because it becomes too challenging. It's important for them to be clear so that there's no gray area as to what you're working towards. You want them to be memorable and you want them to be repeatable because the more that you can repeat your intentions, the better that you're going to follow through with them.
That was Tammy Dixon, Assistant Director of the Counseling Center at Missouri State University. I'm Adair Seifert for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.